What happened?
They picked their top 10 restaurants in Little Rock.
13.
13,
plus
whatever.
Seven.
Well, you needed like 20 more because I had a few other ones. And there were a couple of glaring oversights, in my opinion, humble though it may be. I know you were on with Bill Vickery on Sunday. Set yourself out to be talked down to again. What did he have to say about it?
He was tame. He didn't say much.
He's probably hungover. Anyway, he's still celebrating that big Republican sweep on Election Day a couple weeks ago. And then the Hogs beat LSU. He hadn't been sober in 2 weeks. All right, so what do you got this week, big guy?
I've got a cover story on the Game and Fish Commission. They've got a program called Taste of the Outdoors where they're recruiting foodies and chefs to hunt. And so we focused on a girl named, she goes by Kelso. Her name is Madeline Brosnas.
Was she related to the guy on that 70s show?
Madeline what?
Madeline Brosnas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, Madeline. You've said it three times all different ways. One more time.
Brosnas.
Okay.
But I think that's why she goes by Kelso, because it's easy to say. Anyway, young Kelso had never fired a gun before. I think she's from the Northeast, and she got in this program, and on the first hunt that she went on with a mentor, she hunted a deer, and then or shot the deer and killed it. And then several of her classmates in this program had a big cookout together, a picnic, and ate all this wild game. And so that's part of the program. You get certified to shoot the gun, hunter safety, then go out with a mentor. And what they're trying to do, 300,000 hunters are licensed in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. That is down, though, over in 30 years, it's decreased. And so that still seems like a large number.
We have a tenth of the population, bro. Think about it.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a pretty healthy number, but
that's men, women, and children. I mean, that includes all the
higher than that
300. But I mean, I know, so I'm saying that's insane. Yeah. I mean, still that number is ridiculously high when you think about all the people that are between like say 0 and 6 that are not probably going to fire a gun anytime soon.
Yeah. So
although there's probably plenty.
Where you live.
If you got a 6-year-old that shoots, I got no problem. No offense.
The deer population has grown a lot, and you know that's problematic because of accidents and getting into row crops and things like that. So the Game Fish Commission trying to come up with unique ways to get more hunters out there. They've targeted youth in the past, hoping that the kids would get out there and their parents would go with them. But they've kind of shifted their focus because they have means to buy the guns. They have transportation. And so this the whole foodie movement that we've got going on in Little Rock, they're kind of trying to tap into that. And it sounds like it was successful for the first year. The little cookout that they had, and Kelso has enjoyed eating deer sausage every morning and from her kill and some other the meat that she has, the venison, and I think it kind of opened up a new world for her too. So you can read all about that. And
I prefer the term harvest, harvesting of the deer,
yeah,
not the killing.
Okay,
yeah.
Harvesting.
No, you can say kill. I'm just kidding. All right, what's the story about wine? Speaking of nice accompaniments to your deer sausage, what's this vino story you got?
Well, there's a new winery coming.
This last name, or are you afraid of this last name too?
Come on, Nate.
Renando.
Oh, okay. One more time.
Raimondo.
Okay.
Raimondo.
For the third time.
Raimondo.
Okay, good.
Please do not play these in the promos, like the Jimmy Snuka thing. I'm going to be the butt of the jokes again. But
no, you're good.
Raimondo. Margie Raimondo. She had a winery. She's from California. She had a winery up north, kind of the Greer's Ferry area up there. And so she came from California, was Sicilian descent, and wanted to be more in the city. So they did a good job up there of getting some of the tourists to come by and taste the wine. But now they've went ahead they're going to open in North Little Rock and then have a tasting room down in the River Market.
For the tourists?
Yeah. And they're going to have wine. They're going to have balsamic vinegar and different kinds of other kinds of vinegars, like flavored vinegar. It sounds really interesting.
When is this happening?
This is February 2015.
Okay.
Oh, I have to wait?
Yeah, gonna have to wait a little bit.
Fine.
But I think it'll be worth the wait. This sounds like a really
lot,
cool
Nate.
Place.
She's I'm sorry, Nate. Where are the grapes coming from, and where is the wine being made?
Well,
is she making the wine there?
No, the grapes are coming from California, and then they're making the wine there. So it's not locally harvested grapes, but they are making it here. And then some of the vinegar and everything is coming from Australia and all over the world. And then they're infusing it with different flavors.
Oh, look at this. Here. Flavors include David Basil, blood orange, chipotle, garlic, and Tuscan herb olive oil. Oh, my goodness. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
blackberry,
I think they're onto
ginger, black cherry, pomegranate, chocolate balsamic vinegars, among others.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about this.
And they plan to have tasting flights and pairings, that kind of thing. It's going to be over. There's going to be some breweries right around there, too. It's down there by Dugan's and the new brewery that's opening. So she said
wait a
that
there's a new brewery opening?
Yeah. That the
where have I been?
Damn good.
Blue Canoe.
The Blue Canoe?
Yeah.
Blue Canoe?
Yep.
I don't know. Huh. Stuff's happening at a record pace. I can't keep up.
I feel out of touch. I feel like I was out in the woods with that guy for 2 weeks. What is going on?
Brewery? I don't recognize the city anymore.
Nate Dogg, is this local?
I think we talked about that. It's right down, right by Dugan's down there. It's going to open here after the first of the year.
There's one in Titusville, Pennsylvania, the Blue Canoe Brewery on 113 South Franklin Street, Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Please tell me I'm not getting the name right. It's something canoe. I thought it was Blue Canoe.
Blue Canoe?
Hmm.
Anyway,
I'll give you time to work on that, Nate.
Yeah, we'll get it.
All right, what else? You got any restaurants featured this week?
Yeah, Chowbachi. I know you've been there before.
Nope.
No?
Chowbachi?
Yeah,
I've been there. I've been there a couple times.
Nope.
What's the big deal?
Well, it's been around 13 years. Emily's done a good job of sometimes she's new to the area. She's been here about 3 years, so she takes some of the old favorites and kind of revisits those ones that she hasn't been to. So Chowbachi, you can file it under that one. A lot of people know about it. It's been around 13 years. I think the big thing about them is they're open till I think the kitchen's open till like midnight or 1 o'clock.
So, two things I love.
So you can get a good meal even late.
I love about this place, Nate Dogg, even though I haven't been. Char grilled veal chop. And kid-friendly? Not exactly, it says. Sounds like a perfect place to me.
Yep.
Well, most people
they have veal and no children. I want young cow, no young people.
Hey, most people go to kick it on the patio.
I was correct. Blue Canoe Brewing Company.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying I Google searched it.
After butchering these names and then you brought that up, I thought, oh, I'm off my game and I butchered the name. No, but that's correct. Blue Canoe.
No.
Blue Canoe.
Okay.
But Chowbachi, just a really good place to get some food and kind of hang out, kind of a bar.
Friday, Saturday night, I can envision Randy Dixon with a glass of wine on the patio.
605
Beachwood.
That's what
you're going to find.
605 Beachwood.
Yeah, I was there a few times.
No, I don't believe that. I think I've seen you there a couple times.
Place. Suzanne.
They do have some good food, too. Yeah. I didn't realize the kitchen's open till 1 a.m. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think it's open till 2, and I think the restaurant is. It's open 4 to 2 a.m. Monday through Friday and 4 to 1 a.m. on Saturday. I think the kitchen's open till midnight.
Cool.
So, place to get some good food late.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Can we take a time out so I can go get some good food?
Yeah,
like
go
now?
Ahead.
Let's do it, my
Before
bro.
Before I butcher another name.
Well, why don't you and Nate Dogg just handle this last segment, Pat, and I'll just go get some food right now. How about that?
We just had one of those fun situations where the spot block fires by itself.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to fix it real quick.
Hey, Ghost, what are you doing here?
Maddie.
Come here often?
We do have a very good last segment.
We do?
Planned for you.
What's it going
to
be?
We'll hear from Jeff Long. See what he has to say about the college football playoff.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you about Ava Bella Day Spa. I don't know if Jeff Long is in the mood to get his wife something nice or Randall Dixon. But, you know, my friends at Ava Bella Day Spa can definitely help you out. And by friends, I mean Dee Dee. She does a fantastic job. And you don't even have to leave. Yeah,
she's
sweet.
Great.
You don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. $100 will get you a 30-minute stress reliever massage and custom facial for you or the one you love. And you can upgrade to a one-hour massage and custom facial for just $125. And you can print it from their website, AvaBellaDaySpa.com. That's A-V-A-B-E-L-L-A, DaySpa.com. If you can't spell day or spa, can't help you.
I got a tack hammer for you.
Exactly. Tommy Boy, go talk to him. You can customize the design of the certificate and include your own personal message like, I really like you a lot. Here's a massage for you. Or something like that. It doesn't have to be in such a creepy voice when you type it, though. Anyway, it can be emailed on a specific day you want it to arrive. You can print it yourself and hand it off. Maybe stick in a nice card or whatever you want to do. Or say, pick a pocket. I like to play that game with Christy sometimes. Anyway, you can also make a purchase by calling it 501-954-8888. And if you insist on going by to buy it, it's kind of old school, but feel free. West Chase Plaza Shopping Center between Jason's Deli and Kroger on Shackelford. It is Ava Bella Day Spa, and the specials for Christmas, or heck, get it for Thanksgiving. It's underway right now.